All right, it's Monday. It is May 11th. It's the Rundown brought to you by Lisa Mattresses, 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 Lisa.com. Just click on it. You get $75 off a premium mattress. A lot of guys here have them. I know they've sent them to a lot of guys. I have them. So this entire panel has Lisa Mattresses. They're really good mattresses. So get $75 off. Doesn't matter if you use it today or tomorrow, if you need it in the future. This offer will not last forever, so don't miss out. Lisa Mattresses, Mattresses, Mattresses. We were going to do the rundown. You had an appointment. I think you were, I'm not going to say what it was. I almost did, which would have been bad. So I didn't.
and I say it, I don't fucking care.
And I am Noodle. I don't think I can. Isn't it a surprise?
You're not going to watch.
Oh. Well, Coley has connects, and you were buying some fancy shoes for your mother?
No, my wife, for Mother's Day, because she's a mother.
Got it.
So you got it. That's when your wife has a kid, all of a sudden you got another holiday to worry about.
Two mothers.
And it's like,
She really won't find out.
Kevin's technically a motherfucker.
Well, now.
Yeah, he is.
At least one. At least one time I was.
So you were doing that.
That's so stupid.
No, I like it. I don't hate it. So we're going to do the rundown. You're like, I got some personal business I got to do. Let's do the rundown without you. And then it's like, well, we need you because the number one story are the New York Mets, who I got to be honest, I knew the Mets stunk. Like, I knew they've been bad for a while. Till you came into my life, and more, maybe even more the last year or two, I don't think I realized just how dysfunctional.
The circus.
Is that like
all the time? It's been that way forever, and that's where people are like, "You guys are so dramatic. You're not that bad." I'm like, "It's not that we're just bad, which we are a lot of the time, most of the time. It's that there's
because you're
this
not even. You shouldn't have even been
time.
That bad. So break. All right, Matt Harvey was supposed to start, and then it comes out on Twitter, basically exposed like Matt Harvey has been suspended for 3 games without pay for breaking team rules, and then a lot of things are floating around. I was seeing like the dildo shit.
Yeah, so the night before, there was the rally dildo, which was just like mistakenly tweeted out. And the dude who was, the joke was being played on was like, this is against my beliefs. This is not my lifestyle, which is so fucking lame.
Who, the TJ Rivera guy?
Well, TJ Rivera was the picture, but it was in Kevin Plawecki's locker.
And rather than just
laughing about it, he like issued a statement that was like, this is not my beliefs. So then people.
What is that belief?
By the way.
I don't believe
in the church of dildo.
Just a quick comment on the dildo. That dildo is so large that it's funny. Like if it was.
It's like lumped.
If it was
over.
Like an 8-inch dildo, you'd be like, what's going on here? This dildo, is he using this? Like what's up? But that thing was so big.
It's a
obviously
novelty.
A joke dildo.
Right. It's a classic joke dildo. But because that was taken seriously, some people were like, maybe Harvey's the one who did it, and that's why he's suspended, which that I would have loved. I would have loved someone to be suspended.
Imagine getting
18-inch
dildo. For, yeah, dildo
but two
assaults,
things, that's ridiculous, and Matt assaults. Harvey's not that kind of guy. He's so uptight and wants to be so cool.
Where's
he'd never be the
guy,
dildo
right,
guy. Yeah.
Right.
So then now it's people are speculating Adriana Lima and Edelman were back together at the Met Gala. Harvey went off the rails.
Now, when speculating, that sounded like you.
It sounded like our inside Met source,
inside source yeah.
here on the program. We have an inside Met source.
Is he a little guy?
Yeah, he's
a little shorter than average.
Italian fireball?
little guy.
Maybe a little over tan. Maybe too tan, if you ask me.
Yeah. Guy you can't rein in when he gets going?
Perhaps. Perhaps that could be him.
Guy who's banned from Churchill Downs?
that's a tough look for the horse guy.
He made me get a Twitter fight for him. That guy.
Could be.
Don't know who we're talking about.
Then people are also talking about how he was in Ottawa to watch the Rangers, because that's the other thing about Harvey. For fucking years, it's like being a Rangers fan is more important than actually playing for the Mets. It's just one thing after another with that fucking guy. And he's just not good enough to back it up. Like, he was always a diva, but you were like, this guy's going to be legit. And now he's just not. He's not consistent. He's been injured. Really, if he closed the door in that World Series game, that no way game, I think he'd be good. And from there, I think it's all gone off the rails. So I said it to Dan before the show. I'll say it on the record right here. I'm officially hashtag done.
That's big, though. That you can't come back.
Can't come back from
hashtag
that.
Done.
That's it. I'm done. He's shown his true colors enough for me. He does have the talent. Maybe, you know what? He'll probably put it together when he's in the Bronx.
I was going to say, this is all working out for Harvey.
One
pitching
thing.
The clinching game in the World Series for the Yankees.
No doubt about
so
it.
So do we have the actual reason what happened?
He didn't show up.
Yeah,
he just skipped Saturday.
Didn't show up and
didn't even
tell anybody.
And what did what
and
you
so
were doing
perhaps,
an imitation per, of?
Yeah, perhaps our inside source would say something to the effect of, KFC, 17 years I played, 17 years, and I never once missed a game. And if I did, KFC, when my mother died, I sent a text to Davy Lopez, and that was when I was in the affiliate program in the Arizona Fall League. KFC, 17 years. Maybe that was like possibly what the source said.
I
and it's a good point. Like even it. As a minor league affiliate,
don't,
he was like, I got a
source.
I got a call.
Ooh, I'm not gonna. I no, will not say the source. No. I did.
I protect my sources.
I did see somebody who looked like they had inside information, and could be our source saying he had inside information
yeah.
on social
he
media.
He texted me the same thing.
Like some.
Yeah.
Just a random.
Yeah. Got to keep no, his like sources.
A, no number.
No,
sort
no,
of
no.
Thing.
Yeah. He. No. No.
I will say this. The Mets would be either 0-162 or 162-0 if I bet on them because I've been on the wrong side of those motherfuckers. I told you that Washington series. Washington, by the way, they never win either when I bet on them. Last night they gave up a.
The fact that you had the under in the Cubs Yankees game.
Yeah.
And I had the Nationals in the under, and that game was 9, and they were up 5-2 in the bottom of the 8th, 2 outs, nobody on. 2 guys get on, they brought in a pinch hitter, a guy hit a pinch hit 3-run home run, and then they lost in extras. Double winner to double loser. I split the fucking Yankees game, but I'm a noodle because I stayed up 18 innings.
Oh, I did too. Yeah. It was brutal. And we were just saying, once you get to like 14, 15.
Can't give up then.
Yeah. Gotta keep going.
You can give up early on in extras, but once it's a thing, once everyone's like, oh shit, this game is going on so long, you gotta get it.
I love too when I have games like that. It's like, Chapman hasn't blown like a regular season save since like 2016. Like they showed the date
every time.
He smoked Rizzo too. I cannot believe Rizzo's okay.
I know. Crazy. I was. It was one of those situations where I just like, please be the bat knob. Like show it the way it happened. It just
it went
wasn't.
Off. Yeah.
Yeah. I had the Celtics. I got to quit with that shit.
He's in a bad place.
How bad?
What
happened with the Derby?
So. I had limousine limo on
that was
Saturday,
nice.
13-1.
Nice
that was a big one.
Yep.
And I won on that. I did across the board on Battle Midwest. So mm-hmm. he paid $20 to show. Right. So I won. I had a heart attack coming around the stretch because I bet him 500 across the board. I didn't go nuts because it was 41. But I thought he was going to win.
Yeah.
Like coming down the stretch, I'm like, he looked like he was getting ready to pass
his
dream.
Yeah.
He wasn't close. But for a little while, I was like, oh my God, this horse is going to win. I picked that horse. Because the lady who was like, I had like a VRBO, and the lady who picked me up was a local who's, by the way, a little rant on this lady. She was recommended by the house because it's hard to get drivers there. So it was a driver, a local lady. She picked me up. She's like, somebody she picked up at the airport, swore to her the 11 horse, bet it across the board, and you'll cash a ticket. That's literally how I started looking at the horse.
Gotta take the tip.
Always.
And then it's like, all right.
You can't be on the wrong side of that
Yeah.
one.
And then I looked. It's like, it's as good as anyone in the mud. But this lady, she was an hour late picking me up for the Kentucky Derby. She drove me all weekend and was charging like $50 for like a two-minute ride. I'm like, all right, it's Derby prices. It wasn't Derby prices. And then the one time I needed a ride, she was fucking an hour late. And made up for it with that 11 pick because I made like
looking at Lee too. Randy Moss, the white Randy Moss, had him
really
well. He said that he's a closer. He'll be in. Put him in all your exotics. So that was a good tip.
The first race I was there. I don't know if you saw the tweet. This is quite embarrassing. But
yes, I don't want you to say this because I like cringed when I read that. When I read the tweet. And I envisioned what happened. I was like, "Oh my God!"
Said they ran
like,
for.
I can't.
He said they ran for 10 more seconds.
You can't.
Till they actually
5 to 10.
There's a big difference between 5 and 10.
You can't be that guy.
So it's 10.
That's the worst guy in the entire track.
He said incognito. Was there? All these guys were right there when he was doing it.
That's no.
I think it's because the ticket said they're on the finish line.
You're a fucking idiot. That's why. Because you're a fucking idiot.
That's bad. You know that. Wait. So you were okay. It's not as bad as I thought. You're saying that you were just at the wrong spot, like you were 20 yards away or something. I thought you thought that it was, you know, when they obviously go with longer race and they go around twice, like they pass.
No,
okay,
no.
All right.
No.
All right.
Still no, pretty
no, no,
bad,
no.
though.
It's a little bit better.
I sat down in our there was a pole right in front. Not all finishing poles are different.
Yeah.
They're not always marked. They're, right. And I could have sworn the ticket said right at the finishing line. So we sat at the water cooler. There was a pole right there. And we sat down towards the back. It was far down the backstretch. And I was actually like, oh, what awesome seats, the finish line. They came across. My horse was ahead. I just turned and started celebrating, and I'm celebrating, and then I heard the crowd still going. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Did you hang out with Incognito? What did he say when you did that?
He was watching. The only one who saw was Kyle Rudolph, who's just like, and he'd never say anything mean.
Yeah.
So he was just like,
ooh. I wish Incognito was.
Yeah.
I mean, they kind of saw it. They're like, did you win? And it's like, in my mind, I did, but it, not at all. And by the way, I would have won $7,000 on that race. It was the 10, a 30-1. He still, I thought, was going to win a 30-1, the 5 horse, whoever that was. It was Friday, probably race 6, came back and won. Sticking with your teams, big day for your teams. Porzingis.
It's always a fucking big day.
So Porzingis was in the news because he tweeted basically he loved the LA Clippers, right?
But he just tweeted LA Clippers. He didn't say.
With three smiley faces.
But it was still a vague tweet.
And then now he's saying he got hacked. Mm-hmm. He's defending it by saying he never uses that emoji, right? And he showed all his past and he never used that particular emoji. You said you think he did it because he was tweeting with Abigail Ratchford.
They've been linked together.
And she was tweeting about the Clippers at the same time.
I think that was probably a DM. I think he was probably supposed to send that privately. I don't know. She was tweeting about the Clippers. He sends it to her, tweets it out to public by accident. Very like Portnoy move, mixing up where he's sending things.
True.
You
switch accounts, but I'm saying it's very easy to just.
That's I don't do that anymore. That's a Twitter error.
No.
No, it is.
It's a Twitter error.
What do you mean?
When I open my phone, it will just be in Dave's Twitter for like no reason. Open Twitter and it will go right to
presence. It's a new development Twitter. You'll notice I stopped. So forever, it's your last account that you go into.
Yeah.
So I have both, so I can post stuff on both accounts. Twitter all of a sudden changed. It didn't matter that I wasn't using the Barstool. It would open up in Barstool without me noticing it, even though I hadn't used it. So that's what was happening.
I will say, it's pretty noticeable when it happens.
Yeah, I have like 4 too. Yeah.
I've never had
it. It never did it for me. And then he agreed. All of a sudden.
If it happens to me, I'll open it. I'll be in Dave's. I'll see Dave's face and be like, I'm not supposed to be here.
Now I'm aware. What?
It happens to me every day.
Yeah, it's new.
This is the Prez crowd.
Don't want
so,
me in this.
Oh, yeah, you're in there too.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a Twitter miss. It never happened for years, and all of a sudden started happening every time. So
I think it's like smart people versus dumb people. That's
I mean, you see the picture.
Right. Yeah. No, it's easy to catch.
I don't know, but it was for so long. I wasn't like trained to look. I just write it in.
So you and Kristaps are the same.
Me and Porzingis, and I do think they're banging Porzingis and Rashford. Yeah, if that's what happened,
allegedly.
We could get her back on the radio talk.
Tell her to bring KP in.
But it's what we said anyways. You don't have to apologize when you're on the Knicks. You can say whatever the fuck you want because
you're in the Knicks.
Well, I keep confusing Pat Riley for
Phil Jackson.
Phil Jackson says mean things like Phil Jackson's
not even paying attention.
Right. Phil Jackson tweets dumb shit more than fucking anybody. That's so I would just be like, I said whatever I wanted because I'm not as dumb as Phil Jackson.
Right.
And no, I mean, that's Knicks.
I bet you James Dolan and Phil Jackson like don't even know this happened.
That's really not that far fetched.
Yeah,
I believe it. Chris Pratt in the news, this actor, Guardians of the Galleon movie coming out.
Guardians of the what?
Galaxy is coming out. So he said, like, he's doing a promo for the movie. He's like, everybody listen on Instagram. Everyone listen. Turn up your headphones. The deaf people got upset about it.
The deaf.
They're like, we can't hear. Like, yeah, that's insensitive of us. We're deaf.
I can't believe this is a thing.
This is almost an Onion article. Like, this, I really can't believe it's gotten this far.
Did you watch? So Chris Pratt makes an apology video to
a
sign language.
Sign language.
And let me tell you this. They give out, like, Oscars or Emmys or whatever the music is. His sad face, like, during
this.
Like, oh, I'm so sorry. The biggest, maybe, pussy move in the last 50 years is Chris Pratt.
But this is his, he's like, everyone loves him.
He's lost,
like,
he's lost the deaf crowd though.
Right, but you're a real, everyone does love him, it's so cute. No, I actually love Chris Pratt, now I hate him.
No, but I understand I wasn't surprised that he did this because he's the everyone loves Chris Pratt guy. Everyone loves, like, you know, he's so great.
Man.
He was great on Parks and Rec. And
I would love the opportunity for this to happen to just double down on the deafs.
I love.
Fuck, who cares about deaf?
I would just.
How many deaf people are there out there that we have to worry about that?
Again, I'm saying this. I'm not, because we don't hate deaf people. I guarantee you.
I think I might.
The deaf, no.
I hate those deaf people who complain.
Yeah. I'm saying, though, that's what I'm saying.
I just started putting Instagram videos with really soft music.
I'm saying, I think the majority of deaf people are probably more mad at these deaf people who can yeah. be like, yeah. you motherfucker.
Making us look bad.
Deaf. Yeah, yeah. Save like, for the big shit.
Right, right. Like you're making right. deaf people look like poor. I would be so mad. This, whoever, oh, Chris Pratt, fuck you. Now you lost me. And deaf people, you can't hear, deal with it. It's the, what do you want people to do?
You know Dude. What would actually have been okay? I would have been on Chris Pratt's side if he had just gotten someone to sign for him. Doing it yourself is
almost like the guy who used to be like behind the mayor. In New
yeah,
York,
or the chick who does the rap.
The Wu-Tang yeah, shit. Yeah.
Or maybe
yeah.
like fake sign. Yeah. Like just like as other. A fuck you.
Yeah, like just sit there wiggling your hand. Tommy Lasorda doing like the fucking steel third. Like,
listen, there's deaf people, there's blind people, there's everything. It sucks, but I mean, you know.
Also, listen up is just like a phrase. It's not like he was really calling out people.
It's the biggest pussy move in the last 20 years.
I don't know exactly where science is because I don't have my finger on the pulse of science at all times. Haven't we created like fake ears that can hear
those,
shit? You see those videos where like they put the things in the baby's ears and they hear? Like, is deaf really a thing still?
No, I think deaf's still a thing. I think it is. Maybe just gonna do the parse.
Maybe
parcels. Maybe we'll start doing that nowadays. No offense to deaf people, but I'm gonna talk now. Yeah. Like, I mean, what's the difference? Like, hey, I'm going to actually say something now. Sorry, deaf people.
Think we have
like,
any...
we have to apologize. Right? Hey, deaf people, we don't braille. We don't. Sorry, you're out.
Apologize Braille's to the blind not... people. Yeah. They can't even watch. Yeah. They can't see the screen.
Well, you
sorry.
Yes. Blind people. Hey, sorry, blind people. Sorry. Yeah. You can hear it.
Hey,
you can't
blind
see
people,
it.
I look really skinny today.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, it sucks. But again, I think the majority of deaf people, like these fucking soft ass deafies, are making the real deaf people look bad.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I made fun of blind people for fencing, and they challenged me to come fence. That's how you do it.
Ooh, the blinds go good. Hard. We know.
By
this.
The way, have you guys ever had a deaf Uber driver? I had one last night.
Oh yeah,
the best.
By the way, it gives you
the
a
best.
It gives you a warning, right?
Yes. And it's amazing. Yeah. It's like I don't have to have a stupid conversation.
Yeah. It when you order, it gives you a warning. Yeah. Just heads up, your driver's yeah. deaf. I want to cancel it. So bad.
How dude,
if
fuck
I, that. I want guy.
How would
no, deaf, you want the deaf guy.
Mine guy wasn't even deaf.
He yeah, that's what I'm deaf. Saying. I was going to say, if I were an Uber driver, I would tell everyone I'm deaf so people wouldn't try to talk to me.
Yeah, that's the classic Seinfeld, right?
Yeah.
That's when Elaine
like, let me just tell you this.
It was the nicest. Yeah. He like looked back and he was like, yeah, thanks, man. Like, good job.
Is that the first time you've gone? It gives you a
I have never seen it. I'm surprised that deafs aren't mad about this, that Uber gives you this notification.
No, it
like they're
like, just
a
heads
something.
Up you guys.
Deaf. Watch out, he's deaf.
What if I can't fucking find the guy?
I've had it before, but it wasn't a deaf person. It was a guy who just couldn't speak English. Because they do that too. They'll be like, this guy isn't. But this guy last night was fully deaf. And yeah, we were just doing like, we were signing. We were like, good job. Got me home.
I had that deaf thing, but it confused me because he could hear. He was, he maybe didn't have perfect hearing, but he wasn't straight.
So he was doing what I'm saying. Like,
and he shouldn't, I shouldn't have gotten the warning.
That and I would pay good money to have a deaf barber. Because
those conversations are tough.
I don't even like when the barbers talk to each other.
Yeah.
Like, you're on my time right
now.
Oh,
no, I'm happy when they talk to each other because they can just sit there and don't have to worry about it.
I don't want them talking to anybody. Like, play music and let me zone out. Yeah. This is brought to you by Fuego Box. Hot sauce, hot sauce, hot sauce, hot sauce, hot sauce.
Say hot sauce.
Yeah, I know.
Hot sauce.
That's why I'm doing hot sauce. They love the way I say hot sauce, so hot sauce. Use the code RUNDOWN,
$10. You're a monkey for them.
What's that?
Dance monkey.
I dance like a clown. It's fucking Joe Pesci. $10 off your first order. Fuego Box brings you the world's greatest hot sauce you've never heard of right to your doorstep. Whether it's monthly, quarterly, or just picking up a sauce from their store, Fuego Box has the sauce for you. Hot sauce, hot sauce, hot sauce, hot sauce. So $10 off. Dan, you're a big hot sauce guy. We talk about this
Love
all the
it.
Time. So Fuego Box, if you like random hot sauces, weird hot sauces, unusual hot sauces you can't necessarily get in the grocery store, $10 off your first order, Fuego Box. What is the code? Is there a code? Yeah, Rundown. Use the code Rundown. All right, back to this is a funny, great story. The question everybody's talking about, did Florida's coach Jim McElhaney get naked and hump a shark? This is such a college football thing. I have no idea whether it's him or not, but so.
No, it's him. No,
it's got to be him.
It has to be him. Because it has to be him.
It has to be him. That's the only one. It's him.
It's him.
Unless
no,
it's Photoshop.
No, that is 100% fact. It's him.
Unless it's Photoshop somehow.
It's him.
That's him.
That's such a great
And
move.
Also, that is, here's the thing
football.
Where Jim.
It's such a college football
Right, that's
move.
The thing that Jim McElhaney doesn't realize is like, we're not stupid. College football coaches go
do this.
On deep sea fishing expeditions and hump sharks yeah. naked for laughs with all their guys.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
that's what
and
they do.
And it's like a release because they have to be like kind of, you know, in front of the media, right, serious, and they take it so serious. So you get
so
out,
so they explode, go naked, water, and hump horse,
fucking
and
hump a dead shark.
I bet you there's a picture out there of Nick Saban humping something.
I'm sure.
Yeah, like that's just got, that is the true form of like guys being dudes deep out in the ocean. The problem is whoever released this picture needs to be, he needs to be murdered.
What happens on the deep sea stays in the deep sea.
Because now that the whole coach trust tree is broken. Now these guys can't go and just hump sharks out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
Once like a PETA person gets their hands on that too, who cares? The shark's probably dead, and I'm a shark guy. Go,
sharks definitely dead.
Sharks have feelings too, but he's humping it. You know he probably saw it, and it takes. That's the beauty of college football too. It's like all the rival websites start getting their hand on
it. Oh yeah, that's true.
It.
Yeah.
I mean, this will be used forever.
Yeah. For that picture, will be on game day.
Yeah.
For 100 straight weeks, like. Florida
shark humping jokes forever.
Like PETA may now have to proactively be like, we can't let Florida on game day because we're just gonna have that picture in the crowd.
Yeah,
everywhere.
Yeah, true.
Makes me want to be like a fishing guy. I'm not a fishing guy, but yeah, I want to be on all these expeditions where you got fat guys humping dead sharks.
It's an unbelievable photo. Unbelievable. And then last up, playoffs. So Celtics got absolutely blown out yesterday. That's 2-2. Good series going on in hockey with Edmonton. That's the only game I had Edmonton to the over yesterday.
Yeah, that
first
over
update,
was so nice.
Pretty, yeah, it's a pretty
so
good
nice.
Bet.
Yeah, I mean, I still got murdered.
You see how they lost though on Friday night?
Yeah, gave up like
three goals in 3 minutes. Yeah.
So anything on the playoffs? I said, Dan, Coley and I mixtape our basketball guy. I think it's stunning again. Somebody tweeted it. I don't know if it's accurate that the Cavs are plus 290 to win the championship. To me, that's outrageous.
Why?
He thinks they should be favored over the Warriors.
No.
Yeah, I think they should. Just it was the same exact thing last year.
You have to think of last year, though.
Yeah, but,
it took a miracle comeback, and then the Warriors went and added Durant.
LeBron's getting suspended. If Draymond doesn't get suspended, the Warriors win that series.
Yeah.
That may be a fair point.
By the way, Draymond Green
would have been 4-1.
Yeah. So
He was back for the end of that series.
Yeah,
right,
but
I mean. Are you a momentum guy?
Right.
Not as much in basketball.
No, if you get to game seven, the Cavs needed that to go exactly as how they went because they were down, 3-1? People forget. They were down 3-1. They win game five. Draymond gets suspended for game six. Like, and it's 2-3-2 in the finals. So they have
to. Just got
to
win two in a row.
Yeah, they have to win game six in Golden State. Once you get to Game 7, anything can happen. And yeah, then it's LeBron.
I should be on that. Like the.
But Draymond Green getting suspended that Game 6 changes everything.
I remember it. I'm
okay with the Warriors being favored, but what LeBron is doing.
I mean,
just,
I think
it wouldn't surprise me again if he won.
This is the problem that we always have because people every season they're like, oh, worried about LeBron. Then he comes on the East and he just fucking demolishes everyone. Everyone's like, see, LeBron's the best ever. And he, this season he is. But the East sucks. The East always sucks. The West is a different game. So, I mean, the Cavs look awesome, but the Raptors were a joke. The Pacers are a joke.
What seed would the Jazz be in the East? Second seed?
Yeah, they'd be.
I don't think the Jazz are very good.
But they're way better than the Raptors, and they're way better than the Pacers.
Right.
And the Cavs struggled with the Pacers. Like,
right.
The Warriors are just going to.
So, I mean, I know LeBron is unbelievable and what the Cavs are doing, 8-0 and everything, but the East is such a fucking joke.
But I'm just saying it wouldn't surprise me if, they won in seven again.
Yeah, no, I would agree.
Plus 290. You get the best player on the planet at plus 290. That's pretty fucking good. That's what I said last year.
Yeah, but you're going to bet it?
I can't. It's the same exact thing I did
last
year.
You even say it.
I'm saying it's. I wrote that blog last year. I said they're 220 last year. I said I would bet this. It's the best.
Yeah,
bet.
But yeah, I can't believe. Yeah, you would. I mean,
I can't root for LeBron.
What do you think about the Celtics? They're in trouble.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, they've given up some pretty bad runs. I mean, that 20. I don't think I've ever seen a 26-0 run in the.
Not only a 26-0 run, it was literally the same exact play.
Yeah.
We drove, got the ball stolen, pickpocketed. They get a fast break layup and we foul. Every time. I had the over, so at some point I was just like,
a miracle over. I did too.
But it went way over, didn't
it? Yeah, I know, but it was 44 points in the first
quarter. When you give up 3 points every 6 seconds,
you're not worried, Coley? Are you worried?
No. It's how the regular season went. And the one thing is we do have one last adjustment to make, which is starting Marcus Smart, which I don't know how that hasn't happened yet. But we do have that adjustment, so it's not like we're out of moves. And we have more games at home.
I mean, I shouldn't say I'm not worried. I think they could lose. I didn't think – I mean, even if you saw the blog I wrote, I said I think it's going to go 7. Like that kid who was very funny, that redhead who like went bananas.
Bananas.
Yeah, that was
Kelly Olin.
Yeah, on he went on. Kelly Oubre. Yeah, Oubre or whatever the fuck that guy's name is.
Kelly Olin. You can't fucking touch me, Kelly Oubre. Get the fuck out of here.
I always thought this was going 7. So I mean, I'm not putting a whole ton of stock. Like, hey, we lost by 50.
Yeah, but 2 times in a row.
No, I know, but yeah.
It's been a weird series like that.
It vaguely reminds me. Remember the first year the Celtics won the championship
against the Hawks?
Yeah. And it's like every time we went to Atlanta, we got smoked.
Yeah.
And but then
that series went 7.
Yeah, right.
Shouldn't have. That
right.
Was bad.
So who knows? That's the rundown. And then
Kevin, are you out of your pool? Yeah, flood.
It was so bad, man. It was so bad. The weekend was very, very bad.
Yeah, it we're good. Fun.
Yeah, if you had any sense of the moment, you would have put Shay on a little raft and just had her like going by with like a life preserver on. Yeah,
her. Any sense?
Yeah, Duncan doggy
dude, it
paddling.
Was so
yeah, like a sense of the moment.
I was digging in all sorts of shit. I was in the trenches, man. It was not.
Did you ever think like maybe just hire someone to come do it?
Yeah,
we have SurfPro.
What?
I think SurfPro. When we used to do those foam concerts, we need like. Basically disaster recovery programs or they won't let us go in there. They get rid of all the foam water.
Here's the thing. I have the money.
Come on, for SurfPro. What's it, a couple hundred bucks?
Don't tell me it's only a couple hundred bucks. I'll kill myself if it's
I think it's
that.
Only a couple hundred bucks. Gaz, how much is
SurfPro? I thought the whole time you could probably hire someone for a couple
SurfPro,
hundred bucks.
Maybe a couple hundred bucks.
I don't know, it was pretty fucking.
Yeah, we used to clean up like the foam part parties that had like,
some level of
it was like $1,000.
Yeah, for like
for a huge like arena. Yeah.
I own this house.
I respect that. I respect that. I just once you got to day 2 and I saw you like still going to Home Depot and shit, I was like, dude, just
I'm at that phase of my life. Well, you own it, so you gotta do something. That's the best part about renting.
Yeah. Well, I used to say like, oh, renting, you know, it's a waste of money, blah blah blah. And now I'm like, stay in your apartment.
I would
forever.
Rather if you didn't care about money actually, I would always rent. Like the only right. advantage to buy is the appreciation.
Right.
But then
if money's not a concern,
shoveling and all that shit, you don't have to do anything.
Have you thought about how that's like always going to happen? You know, like every
you
time it rains.
Not, yeah, no, you have a faulty house.
No, that'll
keep happening.
Yeah.
And
house.
Somebody who's going like, to buy your house, anybody buyer beware. Anybody
don't buy his house.
Your house has flood. That has to go. You have
do
to
not
tell
buy
people.
Kevin's house.
If someone's looking at your house, you have to.
It wasn't even a big rain. That was the crazy thing. It was a drizzle, and it was just flood everywhere.
That has to be put.
Wow.
To perspective.
You live in lowlands. Yeah, lowlands. Yeah.
If you don't,
swamp.
That's it. And stock.
You want to buy a house
guy.
In the swamp?
Yeah. The flood guy.
I wonder if the foundation. I wonder how the foundation of the house is doing.
Did you know that when you bought it?
Fall
did you
down.
Know that
it's gonna fall down? The house gonna fall down, Dave.
Did you know that when you bought it?
Yeah, sort of.
You did?
No, I mean here's the thing.
It's tough to complain about.
It, here's the thing. We knew that it got like a little bit of water. That was a lot of rain. That won't happen again.
Oh, no, yeah, never no, rains. Never will happen no, again.
That
won't,
happen.
It won't rain again.
Never rain.
That never
again.
Rain
I got
again.
It all, I got it all fixed now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Would you put sandbags around your house? Like, would you fucking build a moat?
Yeah, that'll mold, too. And that shit, by the way, is bad for little kids.
Yeah.
On the way.
You see that it dark is. Mold? That'll kill it.
Well, whoa!
I didn't say it.
Whoa!
Dude!
I didn't say it. I didn't say it. I
whoa.
Stopped myself.
Even Dave's never said
myself.
That.
I stopped myself.
That was the K word.
I stopped
the
myself.
The K word.
Mold is not good.
That's a hard,
stop myself.
A hard K.
It was a hard K.
Hard
but
K.
I stopped mid-track.
The K word.
I was like, what the fuck am I saying right now? Stop.
I hope the school is, you know how they always get shit? I bet I had a shocking face when I heard the K-bomb drop.
Yeah.
For the record.
Don't touch me.
I'm just saying, because I don't want the K word to happen, watch out the mold. I think it's really bad for kids. Ask my dad. I'm sure that has something to do with those fucking things he used to buy in the basement, the radon.
Did you see? Did you see Dave got rained on a little?
Yeah, I felt bad. You know, we were together in solidarity.
Yeah.
Dave had his.
You tweeted at me first.
They ruined.
Davey, rich and famous now. He doesn't suck up to athletes. He just goes and gallivants around with them.
You were too cool to say hi to Tom Brady.
Radio.
I'd like to meet Tom Brady.
Yeah, I had your chance, but you were too cool.
Yeah.
Too cool.
That's the rundown.